Yeah, you know, asking AI for help for certain things just isn't the, I guess that's not the move, right? You know, yeah, you know. So what have we learned today, guys? We learned if you do something heinous, AI may not give you, you know how it says, you know, AI might be wrong? In that instance, abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. I don't know.
They don't know what we're talking about.
No, they don't, and they won't. It's okay, listeners, you know, because I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. You know, I'm still hopped up on painkillers from last week. Yeah,
better now.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I mean, I get the stitches taken out Wednesday and next week. So woohoo! Not like oral
did
surgery.
Did they put the thing in for like the graft, like this cover piece?
The mesh, yeah, I got like this mesh, and yeah, it feels weird.
Wait until you see when they take it out what it looks like.
I've already had a couple of granules. It felt like sand, like granules of sand or whatever.
Oh, see, mine felt like a when they took it out. It was a lot bigger than I thought it was.
That's what she said.
When they he pulls it out and then he put it on the thing and I was like, oh. I didn't realize it was that big. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. 2.5 hours of them, I mean, yeah. This is gonna be a very graphic, you know, beginning of our episode, then we talk about what the fuck I had done, because that was brutal. That was
gender reassignment surgery.
Yeah. You know, my coworker said the same thing. He was like, yo, so do you go get your, he said, do you go get your, you know, your man ussy, look, you know, uncovered. I was like, oh, what? He was like, a man ussy. It's a man pussy. I was like, I'm fucking done with you. Yeah, they had jokes. They had them ready to go. Like they had them locked and loaded when I came back. Changed my name and everything and shit. So it's now, is it Demonta? I was like, oh, that's cute. That's real cute. You know,
my other what would be like, the what feminine version of your name?
I have no idea. Deirdre.
Demontavia.
Demontavia, right? You know?
Yeah.
Sounds like my mom. Demontria? Trying to come up with names for my daughter. You said what, Chris?
Demi.
You know what? Listen here, Christina. That's too easy. It's too easy.
Yeah, way too easy.
Christmas what would your name be? And it can't be Christina.
Chris.
Christine.
Catherine.
It could be Krishan.
No.
She's like a Katie. She's too special. Chris looks like a Katie, like, you know.
No, I don't.
Katie. Chris's name, he'd be a fucking Karen. Fuck out of here with
that. Yeah, because I'm not telling. I'm telling.
I want to speak to your manager.
Did y'all see the story I posted on Facebook yesterday? The girl at the fucking drive-thru that was pissed there down in North Carolina.
I just watched it.
Dude,
yeah.
So I went through some of the comments. Yo, like they said everybody knows in the area that the phone at that place it either works or it doesn't work. And it was like this chick decided to just dislike. So Chris, pretty much woman pulls up to the drive-thru and decides to you know, start sassing the woman you know, inside the restaurant about not picking up the fucking phone. The woman's like, I told you the phone was broke. You know, she said common sense would have told you to walk your ass in the bed. Yeah. And the woman stills talking shit. And the white girl was just like, fuck it. And literally did the equivalent of like slamming the phone, like closing the flip phone in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like super hard. Yo, she ate that shit. That's what's up. I had to applaud that woman because, yo, people be getting, yo, it's 2026 and people be just straight going wild on like service staff. But I agree with the dude. Was it a 6'7" that guy? He did this. He actually, he's the one where I had, it was funny because I saw the video on his the reel on his page, I scrolled up and the whole video was on the next, was the next reel for me. And I went back and I listened to what he said. And he was just like, you know, y'all play too much with the people that prepare your food. And I'm sorry, I saw the movie Road Trip. I will never, ever send nothing back, ever.
Ever. Have you ever seen the movie, what is it, Waiting?
Mm-mm.
And I think it's about like the restaurant staff. Is that the one with Dane Cook?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's me. I've
heard that name in forever.
Is that the name of the...
It probably is. Yeah.
No, I think Dane Cook is in it, but with Ryan Reynolds, Anna Faris. It's made by the people who did American Pie, but it's about like the restaurant staff and all the stuff they do. Like if you return the food funny.
I've seen that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like Anna Faris too. She's funny. Dane Cook, not as much, but Anna Faris, yes. I like Ryan Reynolds. Like he seems like the type of dude I'd want to like drink a six pack with and just hang out. He's super cool. Especially seeing how I thought he was so wholesome and like, you know, just like, I don't know. I just have this thing about actors. I see them in whatever the first thing I see them in, I kind of, that's who they are from now on and shit. Like the first time I saw Joe Pesci was in Home Alone. And then of course I see Goodfellas and he's cussing up a storm and killing people. Like, God damn. Bob Saget was the one that got me, rest his soul. I saw Bob Saget in the Dave Chappelle movie Half Baked, and I will never forget being in the theater, mouth hit the floor, when this dude was like, Dave Chappelle talking about he had an addiction to marijuana, and he was like, what? He was like, marijuana's not an addiction. Let me ask you this. You ever suck dick for coke? I'm like, oh my God, Bob Saget said that? Shit's crazy. Damn, who getting arrested over your way, Lisa?
Harford once again is
right. You know, the weather's kind of like it's light out. It's almost summertime. This is just normal sounds.
Yeah,
normal sounds.
The YNs.
I mean, I did miss them while I was away. It was too quiet.
You missed the YNs?
So, no, I missed the sounds of the city.
Oh, man, you could have went to. You could have went to Conway. That's a city.
No.
I always mess with my friends that live down that way because they live in North Conway. And I'm always busting their balls about that shit. I was like, oh, y'all moved to North Conway. I said, is that like a suburb of the big city? Yeah, I'm awful. I know I am. I don't fucking care.
Well, I never even heard of North Conway.
Well, that's where they fucking live at. You know, and she's from up here. She's a transplant. Her husband is originally from Conway proper, I guess, if you will. Mm. I said, you got one of those hood niggas. I got you. You know.
Wait, where's her husband from?
He's from Conway.
What?
Oh, he grew up.
Oh, okay.
Grew up down there. Yep. But that's gonna
what's
going
to be me.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a boyfriend that's going to be like, you know, he's from the suburbs and he'll be dating you. Be like, oh, yeah, I got my hood chick. Yeah, she live in the city. You know what I'm saying? She hood. Little do he know. He's just like, I am hood fancy, bitch. I am hood fancy. Calm down.
I am hood immersed.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I think Chris is hood flavored.
What flavor would the hood be?
Oh God, Hennessy,
menthols, Newport,
menthol, yeah, menthol and Hennessy,
red.
See? Did you say red?
Yeah.
What? Kool-Aid?
Like Kool-Aid. Yeah. Right, whatever it is, Kool-Aid is.
Fucking hilarious. I was like, wait, no, yes. So yeah, no, it is warming up and shit. You know, the hoodlums out there acting a fucking fool already. So you know how that shit go. I don't know how the fuck I got on New Haven, like on New Haven TikTok and reels and shit. You know, but I just got a bunch of just like the Kia boys and all that bullshit. These little YN stealing cars. Yeah, and driving. Yo, what is the whole deal? So I got to ask, if there's any little YNs that listen to this podcast, you know, tap in with us. I want to know what the fun is of, like, making the car jerk from left to right and shit. Like, you know, you're having a goddamn seizure. Like, every video I've seen, they're just, like, wilding out driving, you know.
Because it's not their car, and they don't care. You know, they're even stealing... they're even stealing the newer Hyundais, which the guy at the dealership was like, you're fine. The newer ones you need to, but I think those people are leaving their key fobs in the car, and that's why they're getting stolen, which is stupid. Who would do that?
Who the fuck leaves a key fob in the car? Like, my key fob is attached to my keys. Like, I'm not getting out the car without my fucking keys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I have to remember to turn my car off sometimes.
Well, hey, at least you remember to turn your car off. I got a certain somebody that lives here. The other day, we're sitting, we're sitting in the parking lot. We get ready to take off. The car is running, mind you. The car is running. This girl pressed the start stop button and then goes to shift that bitch into reverse. I'm like, you turned it off, motherfucker. Like, she's special. It's okay.
Yeah, I forget to, like, turn the car off when I'm getting out. And then the car starts beeping, and I'm like, oh, okay, I forgot to do that.
Chris, do you have do you have any safety features or precautions, you know, in your luxury vehicles that stop us working class people from doing this stuff? Inquiring minds want to know.
It's actually stopped being fixed because they don't work right now.
Party hell high. No, just the typical key fob.
Yes, I have these fancy things called seat belts. Do you guys have seat belts?
So, Lisa, there I was driving down the street, and a pole jumped in front of me, and this out of nowhere, this magic bag and powder flew at me. Literally saved my ass. Don't know what they're called, but glad they were there. German engineering people. You know.
Well, my headlights turn, but you guys don't have that.
Your headlights do what?
They turn when I turn. Like, if I'm going around the corner, my headlights will turn before.
Oh, the newer Hyundais do that.
Yeah, the Subaru does it too.
Well, you don't have one, so ha.
Have what? A Subaru?
A newer one.
Motherfucker, the hell I don't. I got one sitting in my driveway, dumbass.
Well, it doesn't have that feature.
I just said it does have that feature.
Some of them may, but not yours. You got the bootleg version.
Yeah, okay.
I do not have that on my car. I have, yeah.
It's okay,
it's
Lisa.
Kind of fancy.
it's okay, because I would trade ambient that change my ambient lighting color versus headlights that decide to look some.
And Lisa. Lighting.
We both understand how, like, Chris's cars
doesn't
work.
Count.
Chris's headlights would fail on him. Chris would be doing a left-hand turn and the lights wouldn't turn.
No, I can't change the color.
Chris be going around the damn bend and shit, the light doesn't turn. It's like, what the fuck?
Or blue.
Yeah. Chris would change his to mechanic yellow. Caution. Maintenance
repair
required.
Needed. Repair needed.
Chris's check engine light's a fucking money bag, yo.
That's too.
God damn. Shit. 15 minutes in, Chris, damn, man. It's not even. Fuck, the last time we recorded was what? That was April Fool's Day. Shit, that was day for
April
jokes.
April Fool's Day.
Hey, here we are.
I got some jokes.
Oh, I know. You was ripping and raring, yo. You was looking for it. Like, we recording Wednesday? Yes, I got jokes, bitch. Damn, Lisa Dick was hard and everything. Like, let's go, motherfucker.
It was.
Okay, Lisa. So, what you got for us, buddy?
I'll tell you one.
Oh boy.
Yep. Here we go. Hey, Chris.
Pass
let me get the drum roll ready.
What do Jamaicans do when they go to Barnes and Noble?
I'm afraid. You ready? To ask. Yeah.
What?
They get a book, 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 book. I'm lightheaded.
What the entire fuck, Lisa? Really?
Yeah, the same
that was a good one.
I don't even know which one to use, Chris. I don't know which one to give her.
Drum roll. You know you guys are going to be telling that one to your friends. That's what I thought. Check that one off the list.
What in the entire fuck, yo? Lisa. Man. Are you good?
Oh, I should have told that one during West Indian month.
I was just thinking that too. Well, they get a parade at least here in Hartford. August, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll find another one.
Wow. You know.
Oh, this man.
Entire year, it's going to be Lisa telling joke show. It's going to be like Lisa stand up hour. You know what I'm saying? We should just like, you know, we should do that. Lisa, we should just have an entire episode of just, I should splice together every joke you've ever told and do an entire episode of that. You know?
Lisa's we'll
do that for December, you know? Close the year out. Jokes by Lisa.
Lisa's the good, comedy the hour.
Exactly. The good, the bad, the bad, the bad, the bad.
They're I'm all sorry. Good.
No, they're all good. Yeah. If you have a sense of humor of a toddler, you know. Chris is over there like, I'm not amused, bitch. Not amused. Okay. You made fun of my luxury vehicle. I'm not laughing at your joke. So back on luxury vehicles, Chris. I'm getting ready to start going to Cars and Coffee again. You know, springtime is here. Get to go see rich people cars and everything else. So just out of curiosity, at what point do you go out and buy a Corvette and a pair of white New Balances with white and navy New Balances? Wear jean shorts and a white T-shirt tucked in and talk about making a mean burger. We're waiting for that. That's going to be your next vehicle. Your next luxury vehicle.
That's going to be the day I retire.
The day you retire?
Yeah.
I don't like the way Corvettes look.
Yeah, well, the white men that own them don't like the way you look, okay? Mug shark.
Wow! They probably don't.
Speaking of the word, you know, I've been waiting to bring that term up. I just learned that term a couple days ago.
What term?
Mud shark. I've never heard that before. And a friend of mine said, yeah, it's not one of those terms that would be used around you because you probably would punch somebody in the face. Kind of like when I
is got it another word for a person of color?
No, actually for a white woman that likes black guys.
What?
Look at us.
I already know who I'm gonna call.
I swear to God, you better not do that. You better not.
What?
I know exactly who you're gonna call it. You gonna get on the phone? Hey girl, hey Mud Shark. Like, wait, what? But yeah, it's a derogatory term.
Who do you think I'm gonna tell?
I thought you were gonna say your mom.
Yeah, that's what's
it's so awful, yo. Chris is like,
wow.
So no. But yeah, I was like, holy shit. I had never heard that term before. Never.
I've never heard that one either. I wonder what the background is. Like, I don't.
Well, you know, they make up shit. I mean, at least that one's creative, unlike the one I heard years ago, post 9/11, when a friend of mine was talking about folks of Arab descent. You know, remember the anti-Muslim and anti-Arab sentiments after 9/11. And a friend of mine got drunk, slipped up, and called this one of the guys that he worked with. He didn't do it to his face, but we were, you know, amongst mixed company, and was like, well, you know, that sand nigger that works across the aisle from me.
Good gracious.
And I was like, what? The fuck? I said, what did you just say? He was like, oh, shit. And I'm like, no. Explain that to me. Oh, what? He was like, saying N-word. I'm like, nah, you already said the word, nigga. Go ahead and say it again. What the sand, nigga? For real? I was like, y'all are the most uncreative, flavorless motherfuckers on the planet. You call black people niggas, and they're just like, you know what? You come from a place that have a lot of sand, so sand, nigga. Like, really? That's the best you can come up with? Deadass? Like, for real? Yeah.
Another word for mud sharks.
Oh, there is?
Coal burner.
I like that one, too. Interesting.
Yeah.
You wait till I get downstairs. And I guess what
you
up, mud
find
shark?
It says... You find it often on online white supremacist or misogynistic like sites.
That's crazy work, though. That's crazy work, though. Chris over there taking notes and shit. He gonna go to work and shit, you know?
So what are the guys called?
Yeah, I was wondering that. I was gonna look that up, but I was terrified to do so because, you know, I might laugh too hard.
Like...
Yeah, I was just like, it was like, I never heard that term. I learned something new the other day. I was like, this is interesting.
Oh my
God. You know, they're always going to come up with names.
Cracker Stacker.
Cracker Stacker?
Wow.
That's not like some shit Chris did in the Boy Scout show. Got a badge for it, too. It's an Oreo cookie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at that. You know, look at that. So, yeah, learn something new. And I like learning. I like learning. But at the same time, I was just like, you know, fucking America. We come up with the most wildest, outlandish, stupid shit. And it's just like.
Yeah, we do.
And these people pat themselves on the back. It's like, could you imagine one of these good old boys? Shut up, mud shark. Gab, you told him, titty. You know, like, fuck out of here, bro. We don't do that shit up here. We don't do that.
Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. You got to go on to Urban Dictionary and just look at the way they use Cracker Stacker in the sentence.
Cracker Stacker.
See that stank bitch over there? She's a cracker stacker for show. Wow. Wait a minute.
Nice.
Wait a minute. That might be something. They have multiple definitions of cracker stacker.
Man, I see something totally different.
So if you look at the one above it, there's the one like above that one? It that has, and then the one underneath it about the... about the people. You're seeing the one.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, bitches.
Yes.
We beat. <Yeah. laughs>
Wow. Wait.
Cracker Jack Snack Nibbler? What?
That's funny.
Oh, Cracker Shacker is somebody who has exclusive romantic relationships with white people. And someone whose roommate, they only roommate with white people. Interesting. Oh. Please look up Cracker Smacker.
The Louisiana Cracker Smacker.
Okay. Wow. The act of a black person beating up a white person. Interesting. Damn, homie, Jamal really put a cracker smacker on that cashier at Baskin Robbins. That's real, like, specific. Oh, man.
Urban Dictionary is like one of the best websites ever. I remember when that shit first came out. I used to just deep dive on that motherfucker like a YouTube, like a YouTube deep dive and shit. There's so many awesome ass, just terrible words. Terrible.
Oh, I just looked up the Louisiana Cracker Smacker. That's just weird.
You're not one of those, are you? I hope.
At least it's like, nah. I'm all set.
So, Chris, you know, I have to ask, you know, what the entire fuck is going on with, you know,
Trump,
your people? Yeah, well, yeah.
That's not my people.
That's your people. You voted for that.
Nah, that's not my people. But like I did say, I told you guys earlier, I was correct in predicting that Trump would take credit for the Artemis mission, the success of the Artemis mission.
Oh, and what did he do?
He said that NASA was shut down before he became president, and he started the program back up, and that's why we went. As if they had no plans of going before he became president.
I hate him. I honestly hate him.
You can't hate him, Lisa. You don't know him personally.
I don't need to know him personally to know that I'm going to hate him. You know, you just look at somebody, yeah, on site. I can just look at somebody and know I'm not going to like them. And I know I hate him. Yeah. I hate you, Donald Trump.
You actually like him. You talk about him all the time off the air. We talk about how much you like him and, you know, I'm kidding.
I wonder what he did to him.
I had to look up one on Urban Dictionary. I looked up FOMO.
Oh,
but not
you didn't know what that meant.
You think you know what it means? It means something else too.
Let me go look it up.
fear of missing out. This one means a person who left or distanced themselves from the LDS church or former Mormon, alternatively an ex-Mormon or ex-LDS. So it's FOMO. Yeah. I don't know any FOMOs. I know a couple of homos. Sapiens, hey. I'm one of them.
What's a FOMO-sexual?
Chris.
Oh.
What is it?
Is that a homosexual, Chris?
I don't know. What is it?
It's somebody who is promiscuous due to a fear of missing out on sexual activities.
No. We call those hoes.
I love the sentence they pick. You can get so-and-so to do anything in bed. She's a real homosexual. Wow.
Is her number available?
Why is it the lady always the homosexual? Why can't the guy be the homosexual? What's a Jomo? Oh.
Jomo.
Jomosexual. A gay member of any group of friends named Joe. Okay. Wow.
So I guess that would be Domo. You know, I'm Demont, but you know. No. So, Chris, I need you to make no more predictions for the rest of the year because I'm tired of you being, you know, Negro Domus over here and shit.
All right, I got you.
Well, I need you. Never mind. I won't say that.
You can say it if you like to.
No.
It's your podcast.
I know it's. I know I can say it, but I will not say it because that's not nice.
It's not nice. You know what else is not nice? That guy, Pete Haggis, that whatever the fuck his name is. I don't like him. He's not very nice.
Hagseth or whatever? Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a nice man. You know who is a nice man? Clarence Thomas. Lisa's like, you know, I always wondered. He did say it was as big as a Coke can, so I'm curious. Yeah. Remember that shit with the whole Anita Hill trial and whatnot? It's like, dude, do you realize how old he is, actually? He's almost 80 years old.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize that until they started talking about, Trump was talking about justices, you know, flirting with the idea that some of the justices should step down, you know, because some of them have obviously died in office and shit. I'm like,
it's the never-ending job. Black.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this motherfucker can tell.
He's probably going to change that. Yeah. He's probably going to take that role and apply it to the presidency.
Yeah, that's all right. He'll be out in 2 years.
Oh, I can get this job forever. That's what we all think, but I don't know.
He'll step down because, you know, J.D. Vance will be stepping up and, you know, four more years.
He's not going to step down.
No? You don't think there'll be a, peaceful transition of power?
Nope. Not at all. Not at all.
That's okay. Lisa's like, if he doesn't step down, I'm telling you right fucking now, you know. Going to Washington. Making that shit happen. Me and the YNs, right?
Wow. I did say that.
This is like, keep honking, I'm reloading. No. Don't condone violence on this podcast. No. Nobody's trying to
do anything. I mean, I will fight him. But okay. I prefer to use my fists.
Would you? Okay. So if the White House called you tonight and was like, Lisa, we heard what you said. We want to set up a fight, pay-per-view on Netflix.
Okay.
You and Donald Trump in the ring, 12 rounds.
Yeah.
You do it.
Yeah. Watch me go to the gym and start training.
What if Donald Trump? Oh my God. I could just see a montage. I got an 80s montage and shit. Lisa working out.
Would you guys be like my corner people?
Yes.
Oh my God. I would look like I'd look like the fat corner man and freaking Mike Tyson's Punch Out and shit, you know. Giving you all kinds of advice, you know, Lisa, when he lifts his arms, punch him in the gut.
And I'd be in the corner talking about throwing the damn towel.
Oh my God.
Come on, throw the towel.
I'm going to lose to Donald Trump.
I don't know. Donald Trump might beat your ass like Drago did Apollo Creed, my nigga.
No. I know I could take on Donald Trump.
Yeah, you could.
I don't know.
I'll fight him. White House, I'm available. But he would cheat. He would cheat.
Yeah, he would.
Of course he would.
Like, it would not be a fair fight at all. Because then he'd be like, well, you know.
He'd sub in somebody.
Actually, you're not going to fight me. You're going to fight this person. It'll be somebody who won like a gold medal in boxing in the Olympics or some MMA fighter. And I'll be like, wait a minute. That's not what I signed up for.
Yep.
I was going to fight you. Or his Secret Service people will be around him the whole time, keeping me from hitting him.
Right. With the fake arm and shit. But that would be cool, though. I'd like to see that, though. I'd like to see, like, Donald Trump in the ring. Like, him versus, like, Biden or some shit. Like, they should put him and Biden in the ring. They gotta let him duke it out.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that'll... I think...
In the WWE, or was he just, like, in the ring doing, like, cutting promos? Because I know he was in the ring.
Yeah, that's right. He was part of the WWE for a minute.
But I don't think he actually ever fought anybody or got
slammed.
Probably
not. I don't know. Yeah. Let's see.
I'll fight his wife.
She's from Slovenia. She might fuck you up, bro. I don't know.
Listen, I got some... I'm actually 1% Slovenian. For real, okay. According to Ancestry.
So listen,
I'm not
Donald
afraid
Trump.
Of that.
Lisa's available.
And if I win, he has to release the Epstein files unredacted. And he needs to get out of the Strait of Hormuz or whatever.
Yeah, get out the Strait of
Hormuz. And he needs to actually just step down in general. Like,
bring my oil prices.
And then I'll be president. Yeah.
Be president. What would be your first executive order, Lisa, as president? Because I already know Chris's.
Any of his people that were in his cabinet get mandatory life sentences in prison.
God damn. That's a bit of...
What's for dinner?
I apparently mash, sausage and mash. Typical. Damn, you heard that?
And chippies. Shit. Yeah.
Well, actually, Trump did fight. Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Mom.
He beat up Vince.
I'll fight him.
Yeah, Lisa would fight him.
I'll fight him.
Like I said, Lisa, as long as you don't get your ass whooped, because damn, bro. Could you imagine?
Okay. Could you imagine?
Losing to Donald Trump, you'd be folks would be the laughing stock. Like, you don't want to be able to show your face at work, yo. Lisa, what happened?
I
didn't expend my energy properly, and you know he threw some good punches, and you know I give him all the credit in the world, and he's a great guy, you know. All right,
I'll say, well, my corner staff didn't motivate me enough.
No, you can just ask ChatGPT what to say.
Right, ask ChatGPT. ChatGPT over here giving Lisa fighting tips and shit.
Go another left.
It'll just be a big iPad or touch screen in the corner, and I'll just type it in. What should I do?
Lisa's in the ring fighting Chris, looking over her shoulder, the monitor and shit. We can't type fast enough, you know. Lisa's losing a lot of head ground, you know. What should we do? Tell her to bob and weave. Lisa would read that shit wrong. She was like, a bob and a weave? Why would I get a weave and a short haircut? I don't understand.
I don't want to cut my hair.
I'm like Samson, drinks in my hair. What the fuck? I don't know.
Or I'd have it talk to me in a British accent, telling me what to do.
That would be accurate. Like, the accuracy of that statement, Lisa. You'd be like, punch him in the bottom, Gov.
You're a boxer? That's a little sense of me. That's my scouse.
It would sound like Patty the Batty from UFC. Lisa's like, yeah, we don't lose.
Yeah, boxer, you can do this.
Gonna go I'll get take some you to the
chippy afterwards.
I knew that was coming.
Listen, my TikTok has been on British takeaway TikTok, and I'll spend hours just watching them unbox their meals from the local chippy.
or eat the potatoes with 5 pounds of cheese on it,
and the curry sauce. However, curry, they say curry funny.
Yeah,
curry.
I still haven't tried the curry sauce on French fries.
I like my chips with a lot of curry and salt and vinegar.
I'm sorry, but it looks like diarrhea. It's gonna look like, I mean, that sauce looks like the same way it's gonna come out as it goes in.
I like curry as curry dish, but I don't know if I'm dipping my French fries in curry.
Chris would eat curry anyway. Curry chitlins.
Has she ever eaten a saveloy? You'll have to ask her. Those are the red sausages I see them eating. Allegedly, they used to be made out of brains.
Red Rocket. Red Rocket. Yeah, I'm all set with that shit. Yeah, that's certainly I'm not eating it whenever I get over to Europe. You know what I mean? I'm not eating no black pudding, white pudding. Fuck that. No pudding. There's no meat that should be called pudding. Period. Hard stop. ever. You know what I mean?
I want to make Yorkshire puds. You got to call them puds. Yeah.
When I found out you can make them motherfuckers plate sized, I was amazed.
What bothers me is that, for their, what do they call it? The Sunday roast or whatever that big meal is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they take the smallest plate available and stick 20 things on it, and everything's on top of each other. And then they take a whole container of gravy and just pour it on everything. Yeah. And I'm like, nah, I can't.
Because they talk shit about the American diet. Oh, you guys are so fat because your plates are so big. I'm like, I'm sorry, but when you try to cram the same amount of food on a fucking saucer plate, it's the same goddamn calorie count, motherfucker.
And I see how many chips you eat when you get your chips from the local chippy, okay?
Right? Large portion. Motherfucker, that's enough to feed a family of five.
What?
Have you seen the size of the fish, though? Like, that fish is like, I mean, seriously, it's like, do they even cut like it up?
A whole side of a fish. And I'm like, wow, that's what I want. I want to go and get fish and chips, like real fish and chips.
You know what Chris would do? Chris would go over to England, get fish and chips, and put fucking mustard on it.
Yep.
Not malt vinegar?
No, just vinegar and mustard. So, there you go.
I'll be over that way in a couple months.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you'll be over there this summer. You know what I'm saying? When you go on your, you know, cruise. All right. You know? Yeah. I don't want to go on a cruise. It's all good.
What cruise line are you guys going on?
Celebrity.
Oh, okay.
I like Celebrity. Get the drink package. Very much worth it.
I know.
Although, my mom said she probably would not get the drink package.
No? She'd get roofied. I'm sorry.
She did say when we go on our cruise that we're responsible for our own drink package, if that's what we choose to do.
Is your dad going too?
He wants the whole family, like my sisters, all the kids, to go to this, to go on this cruise. So far, I'm the only one who's been like, sign me up. It's a free cruise. Why wouldn't they say yes? That's what I don't understand. But... Okay.
Do your parents want to adopt me?
Well, they probably will have if... I don't know if my siblings are going, so...
If they decide I'll be not there. To go, let them know that they can adopt me. I mean, I'm almost family anyway, you know?
I'll let them know. You just have to pay for your way to the port. And then if you want a drink package, you got to pay for that.
Why are you laughing, Chris?
And your souvenirs. Yeah, and your cruise. We don't get. I did ask. I said, "Ooh, well, can I get a room with a balcony?" And my mom just looked at me and was like, "No, you guys will get interior rooms. We'll get a balcony." I said, "Okay, well, I'll just come hang out on your balcony."
I don't know. I've seen Throw Mama from the train, so I don't know. I ain't getting pushed overboard in that motherfucker though.
Yeah, and the balconies are clear, like the wall. And I was like, that would probably... My mom did say one night she was sitting out on it, and she said she was having these intrusive thoughts. And I was like, I got to get off of this and go back inside. Because I feel like I would do the same thing. Like, what if I just throw my leg over this? Like,
yeah.
How high is it from the water?
How fast like, is would this I boat just really
dive
moving?
Right in?
Yeah. I could probably catch this
boat. They'll be able to pull me out of the water in time. So,
knowing my luck, I would do like my ass can't swim, would fall off the fucking balcony and freaking land in the water like a perfect 10 diver in the fucking Olympics. No one would hear a damn like whoo, just nothing. Like, did you see that? No. Either that or just the fucking opposite. My fat ass would belly flop. You know what I'm saying? Holy shit, there's whales near the boat. Everybody look on the starboard side. It's a manatee. Oh my God.
A man in a tee.
Yeah, right? A man in a tee. A man in a tee. Fucking awful, yo. Fuck intrusive thoughts, Lisa. This is why DeMont doesn't have these thoughts. I'm afraid of the aftermath of my intrusive thoughts, you know.
That's it. Terrible. Clip art is going to be a manatee. On the, diving you know, off of a cruise ship.
Off a cruise ship.
With a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, Chris, do you ever have intrusive thoughts, though?
Yes, all the time, especially on cruise ships. Yeah.
Oh, you do. Oh,
it's too easy. Yeah, it's like no, same thing. Like you try to guess what would happen if you jumped, and how long it would take for them to save you.
Chris wanted to be a damsel. He wants to be a damsel in distress. No. I've fallen. Throw me the life preserver. Throw it to me. Then Chris will see the boat not stopping. He fucking panic. Oh shit! This is for real.
Wait, can you swim, Chris?
Yes, I can. Very well.
I can't.
Can you? No. That sucks.
I mean, if my life depended on it and I could still touch bottom, then yeah, I could swim, but I panic when I can't touch bottom. So
that's the thing that scares me on a fucking cruise ship. Yo, so when we went to the Bermuda in 2012, I remember it was like day two or three, like out, and we're in the middle of the fucking ocean, you know, before we landed at port. And the captain gets on, and he's like, "Good morning, everybody. We're at longitude, latitude, X, Y, and Z, the, you know, moving at X amount of knots a minute." Yo, then he said the average depth of where we were at was almost a mile deep. And I'm like, how long would it take me to drown before I hit the fucking bottom? Like, how long would it take to hit the bottom? Like, a mile is what, 5,280 feet? Like,
yep. Something like that.
How long would that fucking take for me, for my fat ass to just Titanic style? Now, that's what I thought of last time I was on a cruise. I thought of the Titanic and shit. I was like, you know, I remember telling my mom, rest her soul and shit, that we should go on a cruise, right? Lisa, kind of like what you and your family are finna do. And I was like, we should go on a cruise, Mom. I'm not getting on the boat. What if the boat sink? I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, you seen Titanic? I'm like, what fucking iceberg is gonna hit a boat in the fucking Caribbean? I'm sorry. If you hit an iceberg in the Caribbean, you got bigger motherfucking fish to fry. Definitely. At that point. I'm thinking like the movies, what was that? You know, the day after, you know, whatever and shit, or like, yeah.
Yeah, the day after when the weather changes.
Exactly. Some cataclysmic bullshit. You know, that was my mother's thing for not getting on a cruise ship. Plus, she couldn't swim either, but it's like, fuck it. I'm going to go down on a ship.
I was opposed to cruises because just the thought of like not being able to see land just makes me nervous.
But it's the most amazing thing, though. Yeah.
But you can fly.
Yeah, no, but then...
yeah. Can't see land. Or touch the ground.
But I don't like when the plane... like when you're flying down and you're like along the coastline, that doesn't bother me. I don't like when you're landing. Sometimes when you're landing in Myrtle Beach, the plane will fly over the airport, go over the ocean, but it's really low at this point. Right. So like you can see the waves. And then that makes me nervous because I'm like, I think you're too close to the water. Like, I don't want to have like a water landing. Like, you didn't need to do all of this to land at the airport.
You're trying to give the pilot advice.
Yeah, that's what I should say. Excuse me, sir. You missed a turn. The airport's over there. Right. So, but yeah. No, because have you flown into Myrtle Beach before? And yes, when it flies over the ocean, like I feel like the water is literally right there. Like I can see
you can see like the waves and shit.
Yes. And in real life.
I mean, flying back from Florida, we flew over the ocean, but it was night, so it was just like jet black. Like you couldn't see shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I actually flew over water was when I went to Vegas, and we flew out of Bradley and landed in Minnesota. Can so we flew please? Over the lake.
Oh, I was like, I'm gonna need you to explain. Water. Did you fly
yeah,
in the
I'm sorry.
Direction?
Yeah, no, we flew over the Great Lakes. Yeah.
You know, when I see like videos of the Great Lakes, sometimes even just trying to comprehend that is not like an ocean and it's an actual lake, it's sort of like those are some huge bodies of water.
They're big.
So
yeah, when I went to Rochester, it's like, you know, you got the, you know, like Ontario right there and shit. I mean, you look out and you can't see any land across, which is, yeah.
Right.
We have lakes here in Connecticut. It's like, they're more like ponds if you fucking, lakes are like, those are real lakes. The lakes we got, yeah, they're like puddles and shit. We got puddles. Which, by the way, speaking of like lakes and bodies of water, flying over Connecticut, I never realized how many like little small bodies of water Connecticut has. Like when you like start to fly out and shit, you look down, it's just like, yo, there's a pond, there's another pond. Like, what is little? But then you drive down the street, you don't see none of this shit. When these motherfuckers got ponds in their backyards we don't know about. Like, shit, I want a pond. I want my 40 acres and a mule first and a pond.
What would you do with your 40 acres if you had got 40 acres? What are you doing with it?
Okay, you wanted me to be serious, or you want to hear the niggerish in me, like the nigger in me? The nigger in me would do some wild shit.
Be serious first.
Probably grow corn and sell it for, like, sell the ethanol and make money off of it because they use it for gas.
Sounded like you're ChatGPT and it hurt your keyboard.
What the hell, Lisa? Lisa, you ChatGPT?
No, I thought you were.
No.
It sounded like you were
hitting some keys. That wasn't me. No.
What should I do with 4 years in the meal?
The black in me.
That's what I'm going to ask ChatGPT.
I'm going to open up a fucking.
Chris, what would you do?
Just build a big old house on it, put a lake on it, or a pond, I guess.
I was about to say 40 acres ain't all that much land.
Yeah, a nice little pond and
nice. Also, you can be one of the ponds that DeMont sees when he flies over.
Yep. Lisa, you know what Chris would do with a pond? He'd have his fucking jet ski on that bitch doing donuts.
I put my own private island right in the middle of it.
He would too, with chicken made out of chicken bones.
In the shape of a wing. There we go.
Oh, wow. It's telling you all the things that you could do with your 40 acres. You can build something that pays for itself, like a farm. Agriculture, but be strategic. Focus on high-value uses, specialty crops, orchards. Okay. Real estate play. Create a retreat or an event space. Oh, that might be nice. It says, as far as the mule part, probably sell it, turn it into a novelty for the property, because tractors beat mules unless you're going for a vibe. Okay. I'm keeping the mule.
I'll eat the mule.
Man.
You would, too, with hot sauce. It
tastes good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like mule tastes sort of gamey, like dirty meat.
It tastes like ass. Hot
sauce. You need. Have you eaten horse before?
No.
Oh. What if they have it when you're overseas? You going to try it?
Yep.
I feel like you're adventurous.
I would. Wait, to eat horse?
Yeah.
Wait, Chris, you just said when you're overseas and if they had horse, you eat a horse.
Yeah.
You was a true nigga.
I would try it, yeah.
You out of your fucking mind.
You wouldn't try it?
I am not eating Mr. Ed. You are dumb as shit. Fuck out of here, bro. What's the difference
between that and a cow?
A whole lot. They different animals. You
can ride both of them, but they both eat grass. Like,
there's no nigga, what? Who the fuck riding cows, bro?
Some country bumpkins in Alabama. Well,
bull riders.
There we go.
You gonna back him, Lisa? For real?
Yeah. People
eat bull. Chris on his bullshit. And you gonna back him? Yo, this is what we doing?
Bullshit for bull riding. See. I mean, I wouldn't eat it. I just, nah. I'm all set.
I wouldn't even. I told one of the girls about Rocky Mountain oysters, Lisa. And she's like, why do they call them Rocky Mountain oysters?
I don't even know why people would want to eat them.
Chris would. Chris, you ever eat bull balls?
No.
Would you try them?
Would you? Does
that taste gamey or beef like?
What, bull balls?
Wait, no, horse?
Horse, yeah.
Of course, no, somebody would fucking know.
Bull balls. Isn't that?
You know, it had to be some European. It had to be someone from fucking Europe that was like, you know what?
Oysters are.
Yeah, that's bull nuts. Lisa, you have some dude in fucking Europe over there sitting in a chair, looking out on the field, talking about, I wonder what one of them motherfuckers tastes like.
Yeah, I would.
Because they're the same ones that decided to eat rotten ass cheese. Like, ooh, that cheese looked horrible. Let me put this in my mouth.
I know. That one's got blue stuff growing in it. I'm going to eat it. Yep. I honestly don't think those cheeses taste all that great. Like, they taste like what they look like mold.
Right.
I think I ate some moldy nuts today.
Pause.
I know, right? Pause. Know. Big pause.
Okay, DeMont, I'm waiting for a joke there.
I found a pack of those hot, actually, there was those horse nuts from the Big E.
Jacket, the ones, yeah.
Yeah, I was in the cabinet.
Eat the whole package?
No, I ate like two or three. I threw a couple of them off, and I'm like, wow, these taste a little stale. And I looked at the the expiration date on the bag, and it said like 2023. I'm like, oh my god! I spit it out. Like, oh, probably like moldy. Like then I looked at one of them and it looked a little white. I'm like, ah. Oh, I almost killed myself. I don't have a map from 2023 in my
cabinet. keep talking.
Nah, I'm done.
Yeah, keep talking, Chris. You know.
So yeah, I gotta get a fresh pack of nuts next time we go to the big room.
Fresh pack of nuts. Yeah, there you go. With your cheese too, right? The cheese that you can only buy at the Biggie.
That's right. I still haven't found it at the grocery stores.
What are you? Because you're looking in the wrong place.
Flavor. I don't see it. I see all the other flavors.
They do.
Chris, you have to go to the cheese in the deli section.
Yes, and I see all the other flavors. I see the horseradish flavors. I see all the other
Vermont. The habanero. Yeah, they're all there.
I don't see habanero. I can never find the habanero.
What store? I'm gonna buy you some habanero. It's not going to be at Price Right.
I was about to say that, Lisa. it's not at C-Town, my guy.
I think Price Chopper had it. Stu Leonard's.
I feel like if any place is going to have it, Price Chopper will. Mm-hmm. Stu Leonard's will probably have their own version of it.
No, they have that brand, but they didn't have that flavor for some reason.
I like Stu Leonard's. Shout out.
I know, it's exciting to go in there.
It is. All kinds of meats and cheeses and animatronics and food and more food.
Yup.
Maybe they have some horse, Chris. Hmm. I'm fucking gonna eat a horse. Chris, about you know, he gonna spit out the saddle. Oh, these hooves taste. Oh man, they're really gamey. They're kind of dirty. I really should take these horseshoes off next time I eat the horse hoof. I could see Chris gnawing on the hoof, yo, like it's a fucking pork rind, yo. You know what I mean? Like, just get that little bit of meat off of it.
Although some of them pork rinds nowadays are real hard. The ones you get down south, if it's like the ones like the crackling strips,
them pork cracklings can like them shits will take a tooth.
Tear your teeth up. Yeah.
Yep. See, I should have just went down south with you and shit. Fuck going to the dentist. I could have just ate those and cracked these damn molars out, you know? Jesus Christ.
I think
I remember the first time I had those Howards. Oh. The first one I had. That's the first
time. There's another brand. If you go down south, you got it's like Turkey Spring or Hill or something like that. They got they're like in strips and they're so good, but they're so hard. Like it hurts your teeth, but they taste good.
Chris is like, I like stuff that hurts, that's hard and hurts my teats. I mean, teeth, not teats. She's like, I'm looking at my teats. Awful. God damn it.
I don't like that word, teats.
Teats? It's up there with cock. Yeah, it's just words I don't use in my everyday vernacular. You know, look at my cock. Like, that sounds so dumb. You know who said that.
That's...
Yes, the ones that they use the word mud shark. So I got to poll the audience because I was waiting for the podcast to ask this because I had a friend of mine. We had a good discussion about this. We had a good discussion. He was drunk, so I had fun chatting to him. Chicken wings. And of course, Chris, I thought of your stupid ass because, you know, you love chicken wings. Okay. You go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And we talked about this, you know, about drums and flats, right? So if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings and you get a 10-piece, and if you got a 10-piece will be what? Like, for you, Chris, would be 8 flats, 2 drums? Like, you know, if you could have it your way, you know? Or all 10 flats, you know? But those are wings, though, right? Yeah. Those are wings. Okay. When you go to the grocery store and you buy wings, you get the drum and the flat, right? That's one fucking wing, yeah? That's one wing.
Yep.
So why do we get ripped off at the fucking grocery store? I mean, ripped off at a restaurant versus the grocery store. Yeah. Like,
it's a business.
Should you not get a drum and a flat, and that's considered one wing? You should really get a 20-piece. If you're going to get a 10-piece, you should get 20 pieces.
Actually, just the pieces are called wingettes. Like, if you go to the grocery store, the package says wingettes for the separated pieces.
Hmm. Which is why when I order Chinese, you order the whole wings and you have them chopped.
The whole
them
wings. For
you. Yeah, and just say
chop. Wait, them. You can have them cut then?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Oh, that, yo. Chris what over here with some life.
You go to?
Hood one.
All of them. You just say, just chop them. You say, can I get an order of four wings and fries and cut them? And they'll chop them in half. And they'll leave the little.
Lisa, we're going to try this.
Yeah.
We got to try this.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a game changer.
Chris over here gatekeeping, yo. What? Why you ain't never share this you know, awesome information in 2026?
It just saves you from having to rip them apart. And...
Well, that's the thing. One of the girls here has, like, when I make wings, I'll take the knife and I'll cut through the bone and everything else. And the noise just grosses her out. Yeah. So breaking wings like that, she doesn't like wings like that because... It's like, oh, I can hear the joint. Ew, gross. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, so
ask him to cut them.
Oh, shit. Look at that. Yo,
I'm going to have to do that one of these days.
Absolutely. Chris, we gonna test this theory out. I'm going to try it in the hood, and I'm going to try it in the suburbs and see if it actually works.
I'll try it at that star place on
Main Street.
Was that Main Street? Yeah.
Yeah, on Main Street.
That's like my new favorite. That's like my new favorite Chinese place.
Lisa, that is hood Chinese food at its finest.
And their food is good. I like
Lisa,
it.
Go there
and their parking is a little bit.
Their parking is shit over there. It's like you gotta park with the Jamaicans like over there trying to get hammers.
Just parked right in the middle of the like area. And I'm like, wait, are you stopped? Are you waiting for me to go so you can go by me? And it's like, oh, there's nobody in the car. Yeah.
Is the hardware store still open over there?
I mean, I see the lights are on, but I don't have to, do people go there?
The Jamaican dudes do.
Oh.
I remember picking up Chinese food for my daughter's aunt, and I was like, yo, so she calls me up, asked me if I could pick up food for her because she had surgery on her eyes. And she was like, wait, do you mind picking up food for me? And I'm like, yeah, sure. She's like, well, I ordered Chinese food. Okay. Now, she lives on the north end, like, off of Granby Street, closer to Bloomfield. I'm thinking, all right, maybe she didn't order from, like, Light Star or some shit around the corner from me. Nah, she didn't order motherfucking the damn one off of on Main Street that y'all talking about and shit. I've never eaten there, actually. I'm just like, dude, I went and parked in that lot. Lisa, I don't know if it was paved or was it gravel, because I couldn't tell because it was fucking destroyed. And it was a Jamaican dude there in a BMW.
It's paved. it's paved, but it's not paved. Right.
It's Hartford.
Yeah. True. So. Yeah.
But yeah, I was just curious, like who you know get Chinese food, go there, get some like chicken chow mein and a fucking hammer, it's a great shopping experience over there.
I want to try that place in Windsor, over by you, Chris.
The food there is good.
Is it?
It's good.
It is.
Oh yeah, I used to order it when I lived in Windsor. I would order from there because I got sick ordering at the. Well, we already talked about the fuck is the name of the buffet in Capaco?
Jumbo buffet. Yeah. I don't know why people still eat there. Yeah,
I didn't know any better. Oh man,
I feel like everybody who's eaten there has a story about how they got sick. I just learned from that, and I've never eaten there since.
Man, I can't do it. I blamed it on the fact that a friend of mine tried to put me on to some new shit that I had never tried before. I had never tried egg foo young, and I got egg foo.
My grandmother loved that.
Dude, egg foo young, I'm sorry. Egg foo young is, if I had to rank Chinese food, egg foo young is second to last. The last one, the bottom of the barrel, mugu gai pan. That's the last of the barrel. That looked like chicken, vegetables, and freaking semen. It like somebody nutted in a fucking Chinese food box. And Chris over here like, pan? No, it don't.
I don't know. I've never thought of it that way.
It looked like snot. It looked like fucking snot.
I feel like I don't. Oh, it just looks like stir fried vegetables.
Yeah, until you see the sauce. I just want to know. It looks like nut.
Why the chicken is so damn white? I don't get it. The chicken does not look like normal chicken.
Why are you being racist? Oh, because
I'm not being racist. I'm just saying that chicken just does not look like normal chicken. Oh, I am looking at a. Oh yeah, it does look kind of.
Finicky.
See throughy.
Skeet skeety.
Yes, I like the Mugu guy Skeet. Yes, that's a number 69.
I was going to say that. No, it's number 68, and I owe you one. What?
And yes, I'll take the egg roll.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, you know, they got to. But yeah, that's the food over there is good, though, Lisa, the one in Windsor. They're good. They're good. It's funny because I was actually, when I was eating there, I was a vegetarian at the time because I was a vegetarian for a year and a half. I ain't never doing that shit
again. I feel like I remember when you went through that phase.
Yep. Oh, it's fucking awful. I remember when I relapsed, though. I will never forget when I relapsed. Yo, my fat ass drove to the, went to McDonald's and on Bloomfield Ave in Windsor. And I got the Big Mac extra value meal, like supersize. It's back when it was only 39 cents to supersize shit. And I devoured every bit. And I don't like Big Macs. I don't know what the fuck came over me. I wanted a Big Mac. And I went and ate a Big Mac. And that was the last time I didn't eat meat. Of all burgers, right? Of all fucking burgers to eat, a fucking
Big Mac. I've never had a Big Mac.
You're not, okay. So, unpopular opinion, Big Macs are a waste of fucking time. Chris, what are your thoughts? You like Big Macs?
I love Big Macs.
Yeah. It's like two thin-ass patties, a bunch of sauce, lettuce, and an extra piece of bread. Right. No.
Yeah.
This girl eat them shit. I don't like them. I think Big Macs are a waste of time and space. You know?
Yeah, I think that bread in the middle is really uncalled for, but yeah.
Now they got what? The big arch burger or whatever the fuck it is?
$10 for that. I'm not.
When I was in high school and I had my very first job at McDonald's, that's when the Arch Deluxe came out.
Oh my God, they need to bring that back.
No,
that was actually good. Oh my God, yes.
That's the one in the two pack.
In the two pack, yeah. How much, we couldn't do that today, Chris. The EPA wouldn't allow McDonald's to use that much styrofoam.
They need to bring back the fried apple pies. Not the baked ones, the fried ones.
You hear that, McDonald's? Y'all, you took snack wraps from us, and then now look what you done did. You got us started. You brought the snack wraps back, but they ain't the real snack wraps. Terrible, absolutely terrible. But yeah, I McDonald's, Big Macs are a waste of fucking time, space, and calories. Extra bread for nothing. It's like going to a buffet and getting a salad. Like, you know, don't waste my fucking time. Just bring the meat. Bring the meat. Our next beer summit, you know, we'll have to get Chinese food and do like a sampler. We'll get like a little like, you know, little like sampler boxes of everything so we can try shit on the menu we've never tried before, like chicken with black bean sauce. I've never tried that.
The Happy Dragon Rising Phoenix meal.
Yo, those Szechuan meals, the ones like off to the side, the way their descriptions, they always sound so luxurious. And then you forget it's Chinese food. Ain't nothing luxurious. It's Chinese food.
Well, you know they have that the Seoul Chinese restaurant over here in Price White Plaza now. It's supposed to be like a blend of black and Chinese food. It's called Seoul Chinese.
Is that what opened up across from
Mr. Chow's?
Yeah.
Next to Popeye's over.
Yeah. I saw the sign for a while.
Is that what used to be like Asia 2000?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Look up Mr. Chow.
And it's funny because I just saw a reel for a place in the Bronx where they do Jamaican Chinese food. I thought that was fucking interesting.
Well, there's the place in Waterbury that does the Dominican Chinese.
Dude, you have me at Dominican. I don't give a fuck what you make. Dominican food is that one food that you can just do fusion and it's just gonna automatically be fucking good just by default. Dominican food's awesome. I love Dominican food.
It is. I do love Dominican food.
You ever had a Dominican breakfast? I think they make.
You forget. I hung out with Puerto Ricans, and when we would go out drinking the next morning, that's what you eat to help with your hangover.
That fried cheese and that fucking salami is like nothing else, yo.
Yeah. And it really does cure the hangover. Like, you just feel it's all the grease.
I was about to say, it's all that grease sucks up all the alcohol. You know, Chris was like, I've never had a Dominican before. Yeah. I'm Dominican. Okay, Paso.
Wait, what's the name of the place?
Mr. Chow, I think.
Mr. Chow. It's a dog.
C-H-O?
I believe so.
Oh, no, Mr. So?
That could be it.
Chinese-American fusion in Windsor offering soulful comfort items like honey sesame chicken sandwiches, cornbread waffles, and banana pudding.
Oh. Where the Chinese at,
though?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, this I'm like... Oh, chicken wings with General So sauce. Okay. You know what Chinese place I like?
Where at?
Charcoon over by Target.
Oh, by Target in Windsor? That place has been there since I was in high school. That place is official.
Their rice is so good.
They're the only spot over there that has not changed over the years. When they opened, there's been like Blockbuster was over there and that closed. Kmart was over there and that closed. It's like they're the only mainstay that has never changed in that plaza.
Where was Kmart? Is that where Target was?
Target, yeah. When they built that was originally Kmart, because when the Kmart was where Ocean State was at in Windsor, down in Wilson. That's where our
Kmart was. Oh, that was a Kmart?
Yeah, like when we were kids, like growing up, like you can tell who grew up like really, really young in the area, because if you asked them if they went to Kmart, they were like, there was only two Kmarts you would have went to. You'd have went to that one or the one across the Bissell, not even across the Bissell Bridge at this point, because it didn't even go all the way over. 291 didn't go all the way to Manchester, but off of Spencer Street in Manchester was the other one, like the closest to us. Kmart was the shit. I miss Kmart. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Kmart was the shit.
Kmart or Caldor?
Caldor.
Or Ames.
Bradley's. No, fuck that. Chris. Zayers.
Yeah. Zayers was...
Isn't that a jewelry store?
Nah, Zayers was like a Caldor, Kmart kind of chain store. It's where Burlington Coal Factory is at. Ikapako.
Oh. But no, I thought that was a Caldor's.
No, we never had one in Bloomfield. We had a Zayers and a Genovese back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I've
seen one of them in a minute.
Because I feel like when we moved here, it was a Caldor's.
No. Not down this way. No, nearest one was
Bradley.
New Britain Avenue. It was Ames. Yeah, it turned to Ames.
Yeah, it was Ames. It was Ames and Zayers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Caldor. Shout out to my old employer. Oh, I just gave a security question away. Uh-oh. Oops.
Was that your first job?
Yeah. It's okay. I don't ever put like the real shit, you know. I always put like a password that I've used for like, you know, forever in one of those, because at least I remember that shit. And you already know the security ones and shit. Your second grade math teacher's name. I don't remember that stupid bitch's Miss Arena. Never mind. I do remember that bitch name.
My second grade teacher was Mrs. Van Wagenen.
Did she have a wagon? Was a dragon?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is she enough? She had a dog. No. It's okay. Chris would have
And her husband's name was Reed, and he was a dentist.
Reed? They were not black.
No, they were not.
Okay.
Chris, do you remember your second grade teacher's name?
No clue. Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
He put it out of his mind. He was abused.
In second grade. What was that? That was JP awful. Vincent. Yeah.
Oh, you went to Vincent?
Yeah.
Wait, you were a Bloomfield boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't know that?
Fifth grade, yeah. Until fifth grade, yeah.
Wait, well, where grade. In Bloomfield did you grade. Live?
Off of Blue Hills, Beecher's Ave, behind, is that Advanced
right around, Dollar? Right around the corner from my old house.
That Cow's Farm over there? Behind the old
Wait,
Cow's
right
farm.
Around the corner from what?
From my old house. And,
oh, from your old house. Oh, I thought you said yeah. Waffle House, and I'm like, what?
No, we ain't ever had one of them.
Okay. Advanced Auto and O'Reilly's, behind O'Reilly's. And
yeah, right, go right down. Like, the little side streets okay. that go down into that yeah. neighborhood. Yep.
Oh, that area of town. Okay.
Yeah. The undesirable section of Bloomfield.
Is that considered Rockwell? I don't think so.
Nah, you wasn't Rockwell because Rockwell's on the other side of Blue Hills, getting yeah. straight. Remember, we used to beef with them niggas back in the day. You know?
Yeah. Oh, when we get off, I'm gonna have to tell you who I ran into.
Oh, that's good. I can't wait.
Speaking of, when you said Rockwell, I was like, oh, I gotta tell Demont.
So we have a beer festival coming up on the 9th yes, we do. Of May. Rising Pints. We'll be there doing all kinds of debauchery and all kinds of shit. Hopefully I'll get my clearance to freaking drink. You know, I will. Even if I don't, I'm still drinking. I don't fucking care. I'll be off my antibiotic by then anyway.
Hey, did he put you on prednisone?
No. I was put on amoxicillin and some mouthwash shit. And then I also have a painkiller called Tramadol, but I don't take Tramadol.
Oh, okay.
Makes me feel loopy.
Yeah, I didn't take any of my pain meds. I just did ibuprofen that he also prescribed.
Yeah, I did ibuprofen and Tylenol. I swapped those for 3 days straight and used the ice pack. Good to go.
No, my dentist had me. Well, I didn't. I ended up not taking it because I was like, oh, I'm not. I don't need to take this. He gave me a prednisone package. He said it helps with the swelling, but I was like, I'm good. I don't need that.
No, so you should have taken it and went and lift weights and then you walk around looking like Chris and shit. You know what I mean? Be all beefcake.
No, because I brought it to work and I was asking the doctors. I was like, why would he put me on this? And then the one doctor, her husband was like, I wouldn't even take the antibiotics. You don't need it. But I did take it. Hey, are you on a probiotic?
Yes, I am. Because okay. I remember the last time that I took an antibiotic. Yeah, my stomach was fucked up for like a week.
My body is still trying to recover. I think it's just now getting back to normal. I did not take a probiotic during that time.
Killed all the good flora in your gut.
Yeah. That is not fun.
Man. Well, yo. So yeah, looking forward to that shit. So our our next recording session will be after our beer festival, so we'll have some highlights and we could chat about that, tell the people of all the debauchery that we saw. And if you see us out in the wild, you know, you can't miss us. You know, come by and say hey, punch Chris in the face, you know. just give him a hug afterwards. He's sensitive. You're not sensitive, Chris? No comment?
No, I'm not. Just
rather quiet, Chris. You okay?
You might want to check with ChatGPT before you do that. She might advise
you. Oh, shit. A word? Yo. Chris was like, yeah, ChatGPT doesn't advise you punching me in the throat, bro. Like, deadass. I will body you. Chris over here booming niggas and shit. You know, it's like, yo, I had to do it.
Sun's out, guns out.
Gosh, I got to figure out what I'm going to wear to this beer festival.
Clothes.
Hopefully it'll be nice.
Well,
and a mask.
Well, I hope it's nice outside. Last year, a lady said to me, she's like, you are a whole vibe. And I was like, wow, normally I'm not, but I will take that. And I feel like I have to.
Shut up. You are always a vibe, yo. It's all right. But just so that you both know, so if any of the youngins ever say, you know, you the birthday, that's not a term of endearment.
It's not a compliment. What does that even mean?
No. You the birthday means that you're giving off that you're giving off main character energy all the time. Like it has to be about you.
I just learned something new
yesterday. Yeah, you had a birthday. Oh, of course, I said it to the girls, and they looked at me like, "Stop using our slang."
That's not on
type shit.
Urban Dictionary, but okay.
Yeah, if it's not an Urban Dictionary, it's not real.
Right. You know, yeah. So, 6'7"
I still don't understand that one. I don't get it.
I don't get it, nor do I give a fuck to get it. I'm old. It's official.
Oh, actually, it is on there. Yeah. All
right. Well,
cool.
This has been our episode. You know, I hope you guys appreciate everything that we've bestowed upon you, the jokes, you know, our opinions on McDonald's and other shit. You know, if you feel, you know, so inclined, we'll be starting a Patreon, you know, so you can donate money so that we can go buy beer with it. Because, you know, we have no bills. What the fuck, you know? It's like shit. But if you do, if you do subscribe to our Patreon when we start it up, you know, there'll be some extra behind the scenes stuff, including pictures of all of our nipples. You'll have to guess whose nipple it is. And if you guess right, I don't know, you're not getting a prize, but if you guess right, just you feel good about yourself.
You know? It'll be just the nipple, nothing else. Just the nipple.
Nothing else.
Okay.
And of course, my dog is fucking geeking out because my son is moving his car and it's loud, and she thinks it's somebody stealing the fucking car. You know, love the dog, but you know, it's all right. Oh, one more thing before we go today, because actually this will post a couple days later. We recorded this on April 22nd. 3 years ago today, we were at the Civic Center in Hartford for a beer festival. And the reason why I remember that, at least I know why you fucking laughing, and we ain't talking about that shit. We're not talking about that. And the reason why I remember it is because that's the day we got my dog. So, you know. What? Fuck you, Lisa. You are fucking awful.
It was a decent beer festival. That's why. Yeah. And there
was it?
It was a decent beer festival.
Yes, it was.
It was. You know,
you remember that was the one where we also saw that old man who was like taking pictures of the one lady that was singing and like zooming in on them.
The creeper one, yes.
Yes. He's
zooming in on her and shit. I was like, dude, that was creeper mode 2000. Yes. But what did we learn that day before we end our episode? You know, if you're lactose intolerant,
you don't go heavy on the lactose beers.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Please subscribe. Please follow us. You know, please high five us if you see us in public. But whatever you do, always look out for number one.
Let's go next.
Without stepping in number two.
Always. All right. Say goodbye to the ladies and gents.
Later.
Bye. Let's go next.
What the hell kind of later was that, Chris?
Same what I always get. Later.
You should be like, you want to sound like you like
later.
There you go.
There we go.
I'm still recording.
I know.